The Queen's funeral is approaching. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Queen Elizabeth II will be laid to rest at a state funeral Monday. President Biden, along with other world leaders, will be in attendance. The doors of 900-year-old Westminster Hall closed to mourners early Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people had waited in line for hours to visit the Queen's coffin. The Queen died at the age of 96 after a 70-year reign. President Biden approving an emergency declaration to aid Puerto Rico in dealing with Hurricane Fiona. WOFL Fox Orlando's Stephanie Bufamonte has the report.
Video shows massive flooding and strong winds in Puerto Rico. Those who live there are facing life-threatening rainfall and dangerous mudslides. The National Hurricane Center says Fiona could bring up to 30 inches of rain to the eastern and southern parts of the island.
The storm striking several eastern Caribbean islands, with one death reported in the French territory of Guadeloupe. President Biden said he believes the COVID-19 pandemic is now over during his interview with CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday. He added that the U.S. continues to have a problem with the virus. In response to the Biden administration's border control policies, Republican governors Ron DeSantis of Florida and Greg Abbott of Texas have been transporting migrants up to northern cities. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Republican Senator Mike Rounds defended the decision to send these migrants to blue states, saying millions have already illegally crossed the southern border since President Biden took office. Rounds says these southern border towns are simply overwhelmed.
You're talking about 3.4 million people just since the start of this Biden administration that have crossed the border, and they're coming into southern states. What is a governor supposed to do?
The Biden administration says the governors are using migrants for political purposes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Republican Senate leader explaining his proposal for a national abortion ban. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who once backed states setting their own abortion rules, explained his shift to a post-15-week federal ban with exceptions on Fox News Sunday, saying it's where the rest of the world is.
It puts us in line with France is at 12 weeks, Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights, same-sex marriage and contraception, if Republicans win midterm majorities.
A private Orthodox Jewish university on the East Coast suspending all of its student club activities following a Supreme Court decision. Fox's Paul Stevens has the report.
New York City's Yeshiva University suspending all club activity in the wake of a U.S. Supreme Court decision ordering the school to recognize, for now, an LGBTQ student group. A university email to students saying last week that the school will take steps to, quote, follow the roadmap provided by the U.S. Supreme Court to protect YU's religious freedom. A 5-4 vote last week lifting a temporary hold on a court order requiring Yeshiva to recognize the group, even as a legal fight continues in New York courts. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the court's three liberal justices.
New York Yankee Aaron Judge a step closer to breaking the American League single-season home run record.
Aaron Judge is on the cusp of joining Yankees royalty.
Deep to left. There it goes. He's run away from Ruth. Home run number 59 for Aaron Judge.
The game on Yes Network, Aaron Judge with two more home runs Sunday. Judge two home runs shy of Roger Maris's American League record.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.